Rock and roll trivia time.
Yes, it is.
Rock and roll Tuesday.
And I'll very quickly say, happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, happy birthday to your mom.
91 years young today.
Mrs. Kiger, happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm headed to 2111 Tobaccoville Road a little bit later for the festivities.
Yeah. Good. You going to have a big party up there? Got a lot of family coming?
Well, I mean, my sister's going to come down with her two children and her husband from Mount Airy, and we'll hang out on Tobaccoville Road and maybe go up to the town and country in King, North Carolina.
All right, man. That's
big.
Going to the big city.
That's big time.
You sure you're ready for that?
Maybe. I put on my Sunday go to meeting shoes.
Yeah, you better,
clothes,
man.
You know?
All right.
Brush my teeth, comb my hair.
Yeah, I better put on a tie and something. Dress up.
So today is number one hits. And so 30 years ago, Ron's going to play the number one tune in the land, name the song and the artist.
And I don't know what it is. Freddie's handing it to me right now, but I'm not looking at it.
30 years ago, this was number one. You got the wrong side.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I'm flipping it over.
There we go.
All right. Have I got it right now?
All right. You got it? You got the needles ready? Go.
Everybody listen. We're going to hear it at the same time.
Song and artist.
Gonna call
Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Hey, who's afraid of no ghost? Ray Parker Jr. In fact, the movie Ghostbusters is just being reissued for its 30th year anniversary. And of course, Ray Parker Jr. wrote the song for Ghostbusters, and it became quite a hit.
I thought that was a pretty funny movie.
It was a great movie. I didn't like most movies that have a sequel. The original was by far the best.
Yeah, the original was really good. Bill Murray was great.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd.
Harold
Ramis.
Yeah, he was great.
They were all great.
Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And the Gatekeeper.
Oh, my goodness.
That guy was great.
Well, it was really good, though.
It knocked from the top spot when Doves Cry by Prince held on to 3 weeks at number one until Tina Turner's What's Love Got to Do With It? Parker was contacted by the film's producers for a song, and he only had a few days to come up one.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a last minute. Perhaps that's why the song had so much controversy, because Ray Parker Jr. was sued by Huey Lewis for similarity to I Want a New Drug. And it was settled out of court.
Wow. Well.
And if you listen to Ghostbusters and then listen to I Want a New Drug, you're like,
That's true.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. Well, you know, there are only so many notes.
Well, this is true.
That's
kind
the way
of like
I look
poor
at it.
George Harrison.
That's right.
My sweet Lord,
and he's so fine.
Yep.
I thought that was wrong.
Well, and then Brian Wilson and Chuck Berry, Sweet Little 16, I think it was, and Surfin'
USA.
USA.
Yeah.
How many times it's,
It's.
Or today you just simply say, well, I'm going to sample it.
Yeah, exactly. I hate it. I hate that stuff. Well, anyway, get on up. Get on up. That's been sampled more than anything.
Oh, my goodness.
James Brown.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. I'll look forward to that.
Thank you.